flower is deeply ingrained in the family's heritage. Each family member, from an early age, received guidance from their parents who aimed to impart entrepreneurial values rather than just milling expertise. Every son actively participated in pivotal family discussions where important decisions were made during gatherings around a dinner table. They were aware that the meal was their life or would become so, creating a sense of commitment. Gianluca recalls how vividly his father, Attilio, who served as an invaluable mentor, will come home and share the intricate details and trade secrets with him. This occupation, traditionally dominated by male figures up until the generation preceding Gianluca, was deeply rooted in the agricultural culture. However, this has dramatically evolved with Elena, represented a pioneering female presence as the first female administrator in the company's history. Education has always had a central role, particularly because the previous generations harbored a strong desire for expanding the company. Their ambition extended beyond the local market, envisioning the global distribution of their flour products. Elio, the passionate and well-known nephew, remains an integral part of the company and plays a critical role in grain procurement, a significant expense on the company's budget and a crucial ingredient for product quality. In contrast, Grandpa Baldassare possessed a unique character. In any family business, different partners often have distinct roles, and Grandpa was the one who seemed to not feel like working or, in other words, always found time to enjoy himself, according to Gianluca. Epic is the story about him and Elio. The next generation has already taken over, and Elio, who is now 73 years old, is dedicated to his work. He's always at the mill. Because his unbridled passion for his trade makes him stay up late at night during trials, blending grains. It's that night. Yes, that very night. The night when Baldassare, while taking his usual stroll through the mill, sees him and says, "But what are you doing still here working? Go out and have fun. I mean, look for some girls." This highlights how the earlier generation truly dedicated their lives to the company, even contributing significantly to its establishment from a business perspective. Nowadays, as Gianluca underscores, times have evolved and we also find enjoyment in what we do. Just 3 decades ago, there wasn't even a formal sales network in place. They personally ventured in the local region to seek out customers, going from door to door. Transitioning from this humble beginning to exporting to over 70 countries worldwide was a process that took time, ultimately establishing them as a cornerstone in the industry. However, even today, the desire and satisfaction of personally sending through their most important clients remain undiminished. The attentive and dedicated care provided to those who have unwaveringly believed in the company's vision truly sets them apart. If I were to describe Molino Pasini's flowers in a fashion-oriented way, I would undoubtedly label them as refined, fashionable, and contemporary. Gianluca and his generation have meticulously shaped the brand image for their distinctive products. Excuse this creative outburst, akin to an art director, but it's truly the case. The packaging exudes a stylish flair and the level of care and attention is exceptional and unparalleled. I wouldn't be surprised to spot on what they flowers gracing the cover of a publication like Vogue. It is Piero Lissoni, world-famous architect who designed a tin pack that contains and wraps the incredible panettone prepared by the great pastry chef Andrea Tortora, obviously using only Pazzini flours. This is one aspect that sets them far apart from others. And here the open-mindedness of those who were there before them and had the intelligence to understand that the more different experiences you have, the more you are enriched and the more you can bring to the company. Furthermore, Gianluca's deep appreciation for design and aesthetic, as well as his keen interest in photography and meticulous attention to details, play a significant role. Consequently, incorporating everyone's individual passions into the company has proven to be a winning strategy in this scenario. This is how it operates when the goal is to stand out and to be truly distinct. You focus on maintaining high quality while also giving careful consideration to the finer points. Thus, even a basic, essential, and widely used product like flour can transform itself into something visually appealing. An item to proudly display rather than simply store in the pantry. The process of transforming the company's image was very natural, Gianluca points out. There was never a now let's turn everything upside down. It was spontaneous. Gradually, they restructured their offices and they tried to give an aesthetic and visual sense to everything. It sounds banal, but over time, the claim, which is now Arte della Farina, has become a manifesto of the entire philosophy. But there is a real manifesto that they always refer to, and it is a manifesto from which we can all safely take inspiration because there are points that each of us should keep in mind. I'd love to tell you that in the Pazzini's business is encapsulated lo stile di vita italiano, the Italian lifestyle, customizing living la vita Pazzini. I'll share more details about them shortly. Now, let's refocus on the packaging revolution. Undoubtedly, the packaging revolution signifies a significant turning point in an industry that has historically adhered to traditional and often stereotypical norms. So, yes, to embracing pastel shades, yes, to replacing older bags, and yes, to the concept of forging a community of individuals who can embody their fresh mindset and new identity. Instead of a mere break, it is described as a fresh start. Flour should not only excel in terms of quality, but should also possess an appealing exterior. In other words, the packaging serves as the outfit for Molino Pazzini, complementing the product. They have crafted a high-performing product coupled with an attractive image and a compelling narrative that immerses you in the daily life at Molino Pazzini. How, you ask? Through a magazine exploring diverse themes, not limited to food alone, including trends, lifestyle, and more. At this point, I'm increasingly convinced about the idea of a Vogue cover dedicated to flour. And then there are playlists, Amilla's Goose Game, podcast. In short, they have worked wonders with flour. They have recounted the art of flour from a fresh perspective. The previous generations were forward thinkers who lay the groundwork for the future. They place significant trust in the younger generation. Gianluca imported a new image from abroad and is responsible for a new impetus in communication. Elena researches trends and studies new products, while Fabio, who is more political and analytical, is dedicated to industrial development and investments, which are obviously fundamental. Young people and craftsmen. For the Pazzinis, contact with the world of craftsmen is very important, and the synergy with the new generations, especially Generation Z, is fundamental. But are young people really interested in the trades of yesteryear? Do they have any idea what it means to toil? Molino Pazzini tried to provide answers. Finding out that the baker gets up every morning at 3 o'clock to make bread, well, there you really realize what it's like, the effort. For Molino Pazzini, it is almost a mission to make the perceived real. Mixing grains the way their grandparents did, it remains an absolute imprint they have no intention of losing. Secrets that will never be abandoned. Have I told you everything? Oh, right, the poster is missing. You only have to divide this episode into the 10 commandments of Molino Pazzini to understand what kind of story is behind it. I'll do it for you, okay, by summarizing that manifesto that also works well for life. I realized that for the Pazzinis, history is always good to remember, and that the art of flower making is an art imprinted in their DNA. Praise for slowness is essential. Sometimes the longest way is the most effective. Mark it down. Without stress, quality is assured. Creativity and science, imagination and statistics, technology and efficiency. Dreams are supported by man with their feet firmly planted on the ground. Joining forces then. Safety, food safety, always come first, and above all, never forget tradition. The giant plant sister, the machines that sift the flour previously ground by the mills and give rise to flour, reproduce on an industrial scale the movement of grandmothers who, sieving hand, were engaged in the most delicate phase of the process. Because that is where they come from, and they do not want to forget it. With an eye always on the future, however, putting themselves to the test is their guiding principle. And maybe a little bit of ours too, no? Remember, passion and humility. As if you have passion and humility in life, you can do anything. This is an Italian story. This is the story of the Pazzini's family.